NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. 2020 has been a really hard and a really strange year in a lot of ways. In the economy, but also in our personal lives. A lot of people haven't seen their parents or their family in nearly a year. And a lot of friends who live in the same city have essentially been in a long-distance relationship. A lot of weddings, of course, got postponed or even canceled. Weddings are, of course, a massive multi-billion dollar business in the U.S., and they support a lot of small businesses, from dressmakers to florists to jewelers to caterers to wedding planners.
I estimate I've officiated 3,500 weddings.
Wow. This is John Paul Brown. He owns Elope Asheville, a business based in Asheville, North Carolina.
It's pretty much exactly what it sounds like. We plan elopements, which sounds counterintuitive.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, isn't the whole thing like elopements? It's like a spur of the moment thing?
That's the reputation it had for a while. We're kind of a fly-by-night wedding. But we kind of see elopements more of an alternative to the big, large traditional wedding.
Elope Asheville helps couples plan elopements. John Paul can take care of everything, booking the venue, getting the photographer, getting the flowers and the cake, even planning a few activities. At least, that was his business. Like many small business owners, John Paul saw everything change back in March. Here at The Indicator, we have been talking to small businesses in all kinds of industries to see how they've been affected by COVID. Right after the break, the wedding business.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from E-Trade. Trading isn't for everyone, but E-Trade is. Whether it's saving for a rainy day or your retirement, E-Trade has you covered. They can help you check your financial goals off your list. And with a team of professionals giving you support when you need it, you can be confident that your money is working hard for you. Get more than just trading with E-Trade. To get started today, visit etrade.com/NPR for more information. E-Trade Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC.
John Paul Brown, owner of Elope Asheville, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I sort of assumed elopements were pretty cut and dry, like no bells and whistles. But I don't know. I mean, do people come to you wanting sort of special themes, like an Elvis wedding or a vampire wedding or something like that? Like, what kind of business do you get?
So every year on May the 4th, we have a run on Star Wars weddings.
May the 4th be with you. Wow.
That's great. On March 14th, there's always Pi Day weddings. It's always the engineers who get married on that day.
I did hear from my colleagues that there was like that sometimes you get special requests for like a Princess Bride wedding.
Yes. I have the Pope hat.
Really? Can you deliver it like right now?
God. Marriage. Marriage. That blessed union. The dream within a dream, and love, two of. Yeah, that's pretty good.
So how many, have you done more than one of those?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've probably done, I bet 20 in my career.
Okay, so I have to ask, like, how did you come up with the idea for this business? I mean, are you like a super romantic at heart or are you? I don't.
Well, that's a funny story because I'd never actually been to a wedding before my first wedding in the business.
You didn't like love weddings or anything?
No, no, no. I had no idea what I was doing, but I watched a lot of YouTube clips of weddings. And so I just really faked my way through it. I was actually planning my wedding at the time and I really wanted to go to a park and light up the grill and eat burgers and have somebody come and marry us there in the park while the kids play and all this stuff. And nobody was offering that.
Oh, you were like, hey, I just want like a sort of a low key intimate wedding. And it's either sort of like tens of thousands of dollars or City Hall.
Exactly. That's the exact thought that I had. And I was like, surely I can't be the only one.
So you were like in the very first wedding elopement that you organized, you married the couple.
Yes.
And like, what? You'd never been to a wedding before. What was that?
I didn't sleep a wink that whole week leading up to it. I was so nervous and I swore up and down, this is it. I'm not doing another one. This sucks. I hate it. And I did it, and we're waving goodbye like at the end of Princess Bride where they're, you know, he's waving, have fun storming the castle. That's kind of how we were. And then I had that rush, like, oh my God, this is great, you know? I want to do it again.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool. But yeah, I did my first one. I thought for sure when I started this, I would be making like vacation money or beer money or something like that.
Like a side hustle.
Yeah, like a side hustle. I had no... I didn't even want to dare to think that it would become a major thing like it's turned out to be.
So how much does an elopement cost?
Yeah. So we have our very, the lowest tier, and pictures included, the whole thing, and it's $400 for that. And
wow, that's cheap.
Yeah. And then from there it goes up. It really kind of varies on our location. Where do you want to go? What venue? How long of a drive? How long of a hike? With all the bells and whistles at the most expensive venue we have, you're probably going to spend anywhere from $900 to $1,100 max.
I think the average American wedding is like $30,000 or something.
Oh, no. Like, the national average is around $36,000.
Before the pandemic started, like what kind of business were you doing? How many people were you marrying?
On average, before the pandemic, we were doing between 350 and 400 weddings a year.
That's a lot of weddings. You were doing most of them, you said.
Yes, I was doing the vast majority of them. And I liked it.
Wow. It sounds like your business is sort of growing. You've got a good business. It's like you've found this niche. And then the pandemic happens back in March.
Right.
What happened to your business?
We were getting emails, multiple emails all day, every day, phone calls canceling. And we were trying to say, you know, let's not cancel, let's delay. We were panicking because it's like our whole business was falling completely apart with no money coming in. It was mind-blowing. It was depressing. It was panic-inducing.
Yeah, you're losing like tens of thousands of dollars a month.
Exactly, exactly.
So what happened to business?
So around mid-April, we started getting the first emails. Hey, we had a wedding planned for May, and they just called and canceled, and we still want to get married. Can we come to you guys? And so that was the theme for the rest of the entire year. Every single large wedding in the U.S., pretty much, on the vast majority, got canceled this year. And a lot of people really wanted to get married this year. So instead of doing the large wedding, they decided to elope and kind of do the social distance wedding. The Zoom weddings became a thing this year.
Do you do Zoom weddings?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've done a lot where they just set up a phone on a tripod, boop, 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 do the Zoom thing, and suddenly 50 people are there watching from the privacy of their own homes.
Wow. Over the summer, like, how many people did you marry?
At least 45, if not higher, weddings per month. A normal October is 60. Last year, we had a record 61, and we did a cheer for breaking the record. This year, this October alone, we did 97 weddings.
Whoa.
In 1 month. With October 10th being the busiest, we had 11 weddings in one day.
So you've seen, like, this has actually been great for your business, this pandemic.
Yeah. That's the weird thing about it. It's like this, the pandemic has been a boon for my business. But I can't be happy about that because, you know, so many, I have close friends who are here in town who are business owners, who are bar owners, who have stores, and they're closing down left and right. How can I sit there and be publicly excited about having such a big month when three people that I know of lost their businesses in October? So it's an embarrassment of riches. It's like I'm so happy that this is doing well, but it hurts so bad.
John Paul Brown, owner of Elope Asheville, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, anytime.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Nick Fountain and fact-checked by Sean Saldana. The Indicator is edited by Patty Hirsch and is a production of NPR.
What does it take to really make amends? And how should we navigate our digital spaces?
I'm Anoush Zomorodi. Each week on NPR's TED Radio Hour, we go on a journey with TED speakers who help us answer some of life's biggest questions. Join us. Listen now.